Thank you, Eric Kramer. Hi, everybody. I'm Gary Mance.
I'm Suzanne Mitchell.
Together, Mance and Mitchell in your ears for the hour, if our luck holds up. And, of course, if we stay on the good side, especially technically the good side of he whom we refer to simply as
the dude,
Mike Roberge. Michael, how are you today, sir?
Good morning, guys. Doing well. I have a very sunny disposition today.
Is that because it's going to be 80 in Seattle?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get 80. They were talking like mid-80s. I kind of dialed it down just a bit to 80-ish. But I suppose there could be some areas, particularly South Sound, in that southerly direction, that might get above 80 today. But it's supposed to be a little warmer tomorrow, and on Monday will be the hot day. In fact, I think we're going to have a good week next week, so good for us. We're due.
We got rain all week, starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow, 7 days of rain.
We've had enough. You keep it. We don't want it back.
All right.
What is wrong with all of this? We have somebody today who could channel Harry Wappler for us. I like to remember Harry Wappler, who is known to maybe not everybody now because he passed away several years ago, but Harry Wappler was the man when it came to weather in Puget Sound for years and years. Northwestern grad, by the way, Suzanne, and much beloved. And it would be amazing to see to hear what Harry Wappler would have to say about Puget Sound today and the Emerald City of Seattle that he served so well for all those years. But if you get your 80-degree weather, that's fine. If it goes much above 80, you know to get in line early at Fred Meyer to grab those fans off the shelves. The heat centers will be open, and maybe they'll open the fire hydrant. So if it hits 82, we don't want anyone falling down with heat stroke. I joke because people in Puget Sound don't usually experience 80-degree weather.
But they're taking out the yellow crayons today.
That's right. Happy to hear that. And it won't be long. Summer, I tout this every year, Puget Sound enjoys the best summer weather anywhere, in my opinion. Over 20 of those I spent, and it was always a delight. I remember, Mike, I remember the first day of spring, if I saw anything close to a blossom on a cherry tree, I got very excited, and I would mark the day, okay, it's here, spring, and I can't wait for summer, because after all the clouds, all the rain, that constant drizzle, which isn't really constant, it just feels that way, with all of the dark weather, all of a sudden, here's the light, here's the sun, here's the warmth, and it becomes a cause celeb throughout Puget Sound.
Yeah, the tease of summer in the springtime, I think, gets us all, some to a larger degree, because when we have that really nice weekend, everybody's beet red on Monday from just a little bit too much sun too quickly. But
I remember that.
We roll with it.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the kind of problem you want to have.
Sure.
Always great to have you with us, Mike Roberge. I'm going to go ahead and read the Madden props. We've got Mickey Jacobs on the show. Now, Mickey Jacobs is internationally celebrated as a magnitude one medium. She's a psychic medium, also a healer, and a teacher of both. She is extraordinary. Also, she's a rancher in California, so she has a multifaceted life. Whatever her sole purpose was, it must have been a lengthy contract with a lot of riders and a lot of clauses and fine print, because she is living the life well lived. And this all started in Israel. Mickey was born there. She received a typical Jewish upbringing. She came to the U.S. in 1987, and since that time, Mickey Jacobs has concluded that religion leaves a lot of unanswered spiritual questions, such as our life purpose, the nature of life after death. Is there life after death? The nature of the spirit world, and the concept of reincarnation as well. Mickey did not recognize her ability to connect with departed souls until she was in her early 30s. Eventually, Mickey realized that we all have the capability to discover this power, sharpen it, and use it to help ourselves and others. Today, Mickey Jacobs considers herself to be on a mission of helping people with their spiritual growth, teaching them about their support team in the spirit world, and the continuation of the soul beyond physical death. On the telephone from ranch land in California, where she has so many animals, I can't even count them, the lovely Mickey Jacobs. Mickey, welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Suzanne. Always delightful to be here. I appreciate it.
We are happy to have you here today. We've got things to talk about.
Yes.
And you have graciously offered to take a few calls in the second half hour.
Yes.
Don't call in yet, because
Mike won't have it.
Mike will not tolerate early calling.
He can be tough that way.
Yes.
But when we give out the numbers, and that means Suzanne, then that is your signal to call in. And maybe you will be up close and personal with Mickey Jacobs, who is extremely well regarded as an evidential medium. Mickey, I just wanted to say, I love it when soul moments happen. Some people call that a synchronicity.
Right.
Your wonderful husband, Clayton, was just speaking about us this week when the phone rang, and there I was on the phone trying to book Mickey Jacobs for an interview.
That was truly fascinating and really lovely, although they give us signs every day, all day. But that was such a playful sign, Gary, because we were just over preparing breakfast, and I said, I didn't speak with Suzanne and Gary for a while, and here you are. So I know,
we
me
love
too.
That, we love that synchronicity. That just tickles us that spirit can work that way, that our souls can work that way, and we're connected and wanting to connect with you. And we are all one, aren't we, Mickey?
We are all one. We are all one. And they actually use, of course, the concept of signs, like I mentioned a minute ago, very strongly. It's, of course, up to us not to be oblivious of that and call it a sign, try to connect the sign to the soul. And they love it. The more we are aware of signs, as it happened with us, you know, the other day, the more they get excited, like little children, and give us more signs, more fun signs. So signs is a big teaching that I focus on.
You know, Mickey, I was thinking about you yesterday when Gary and I were interviewing a retired Princeton professor who's in charge of the Global Consciousness Project. And he also ascertains that we are all one and that our consciousness is evolving. And I was saying to him, we have some lovely, lovely mediums who come on our show, and they will tell us we are all one.
Right.
And I said, but I like talking to you too, because you come from a very scientific perspective on it. And so you have the science to back up what all of our medium friends say. And so it's kind of a 1-2 punch with Dr. Roger Nelson yesterday and Mickey Jacobs today, because you're both saying exactly the same thing coming from two very different places.
Right.
And that is that our consciousness is all connected. And the other thing he said was, we got to pay attention.
Right.
Because our intuition really serves us. Now that sounds just like Mickey Jacobs to me.
You know, Suzanne, intuition is a system within the body. The body, it's not just the word. Sometimes it can call gut feeling, sometimes it can call knowingness, but it is a built-in within us. It needs to be aware of, awaken, use, sharpen, but it is absolutely the way in which we get our own inner wisdom from our higher self or soul, and certainly our team in spirit, the universe, the creator. So it's quite a fascinating system, which why I teach we can all do what I do. It's just a matter of want to do that. It takes a lot of inner spiritual work, and you need to lead the lifestyle. I don't come to reading, expect to channel. You need to somewhat meditate, quiet your mind, discipline your ego. But that intuition system is quite fascinating and easy to awaken.
How long did that take you, Mickey? Now, you said you weren't tapping into your intuitive or mediumistic side until you were in your 30s.
Right.
But when that first event happened where you were able to hear or see or sense the spirit world, how much, what did you have to do to educate yourself, to learn how to tap into all of that and to learn how to protect yourself
right.
and to access the spirit realm.
Right. As you mentioned, with no disrespect to religion, when I came to the U.S., obviously I had friends and colleagues and acquaintances that were not just Jewish, as that the case if you are in Israel. So religion kind of being open to their beliefs and culture and, you know, religion, it didn't make sense to me anymore. I was kind of debating, so who's right? Is Judaism right? Christianity? And really that pushed me towards learning about God as energy, unconditional love, about the different rules that didn't make sense, still don't make sense. And once that pushed me forward, then the door of my path opened up, if you will. Of course, I still own my own business for 18 years. I didn't jump to full-time mediumship like now. But that's what pushed me forward. And then doors open beautifully. I learn how to quiet the mind, of course, with a business. In mind, you're going to hear zero spirits. Quiet the mind. I worked on my doubt. I work on what I call now my spiritual lifestyle. I would say, Suzanne, a good 8 months of hard spiritual work on myself, on my doubt, including information I gathered before I heard spirit. And even then, I did all my communication with them via automatic writing. I was not able to hear them outside of me like now, certainly not see them. So it started very gradually. I also teach that spirit don't overwhelm us. They open the doors when they know we're ready. So as I grow, as I believe, as my doubt moves aside, as I start hearing them, as my ability to use my intuition system sharpen, they open more and more doors. You know, the channeling at the beginning were very simple. They were not complex like some of the reading I do now. But it takes a lot of work, Suzanne. That's the whole point why we're here. It doesn't come natural. It shouldn't. It's called enlightenment, where we rediscover everything. Who we are, what we're doing here. God is energy. This is a school. We come here, we go home. We're here to learn. So that takes time.
Mickey, were you in Israel long enough to fulfill a required time in military service?
Gary, I was a 5-year sergeant as a shooting instructor, so I was not the girly girl that you see in front of you now.
I see.
Yes, I was quite...
5 years.
5 years, I was in the front line. I was foolishly thinking that you can get peace with war. I was all into that. And so in between my religion upbringing and me serving in the Israeli army, I always tell people, you never know where you're going to end up. What you need to do is listen to your inside, and what doesn't work for you anymore, as I described when I came here, follow, go into that path. Otherwise, I suspect I would have stayed with those same opinions or culture or religion, and all what I do now would have been just not existed.
That is fascinating to me, Mickey, and I brought it up for a particular reason. I'm curious to know, when you were there on the shooting range or on the front lines,
right,
did you have opportunities to say, when I get out of here, if I don't make a career in the military, and some do, but if I don't do that, what am I going to do with my life? What does this lead me to? Because you seem like an exceptionally thoughtful person, and that must have crossed your mind.
Yes, Gary, but the religion, the rules, they growing up, of course, my parents still there. My father is a conservative Jewish home. And again, with respect to religion, of course, I'm very proud being Israeli, proud of being Jewish. I just took the religion rule out of it and believe one God and lead life out of love. So it's tainted my great empathy to people. The only thing it didn't tainted is my immense love to animals. That was always there. And I actually thought that when I'll finish the army, I'll work with animals, which I did for 2 years. I became a Reiki master and work on animals. But then as I cleared the clutterness of the religion and the military, as I start meditating, then the path became more clear and the direction was more solid.
I like that.
It is. I mean, and you took control of your life on metaphysical ground, and you found that there were gifts waiting for you. But we have a couple of minutes before we go to our first break, Mickey. When we decide, and I maybe that's the wrong word, maybe discover would be a better way to put it. When we discover our soul purpose, it seems to me that many people who are inclined in a secular way to say, well, this career isn't something I necessarily chose, I just sort of fell into it and I enjoy it. If our soul purpose is such that we have to be in a certain place at a certain time in order to begin to realize that deeper purpose, it often happens in circumstances that wouldn't lead any eyewitnesses to believe that you would be capable of that sort of career or calling.
Right. That's why my business, Gary, as the years unfold, I had a big glass company, we did hotels and cars, and as I fed energetically my spiritual path, there were no contracts anymore. No one signed for us. Essentially, looking back now, as I said, spirit, when they bring cooperation with our free will, they closed the business for me. Otherwise, I might have not lived because I was comfortable, I had employees, I had money. So the cooperation of spirit nudging from their end to kind of leave the business world or my business, in addition to I felt foreign in the business place, Gary. Money didn't make it to me anymore. Remember also that there is a higher self or soul within the body that also nudge us to go into the direction what we're supposed to do. We need to listen, act on it, and apply the action.
Applied action based on a soul purpose that seems to be rather like an unfolding discovery, like events in a play or a novel. I've had that experience in myself, not as spectacularly as yourself, Mickey, but in my own way, I can look at where I was 30, 40 years ago and not imagine that I would even be discussing on the radio or necessarily in general conversation the kinds of concepts that you deal with every day. I do find that fascinating, but I also have to admit that if I'm looking back 35 or 40 years ago, I wasn't in any position to do that sort of work or hold those conversations in any case.
Of course, so those business years meant to be for Mickey, the soul grew through those business years, and then I share helping others. Everything happened for a reason. Also, I might say real quick, that working with people, as well as my own path, Gary, it's appeared that our soul on planet Earth do not get to our purpose, what we're supposed to do, until we're around 30. 30, 31, 32, it's all for the most part. It's almost like until then, we experience different things, business world, doing this, kind of doubling in things. And then as we kind of enter towards our early 30, all of a sudden, it starts surface up as to what with our purpose is. Once again, is it guaranteed? No, a lot of people ignore that inner nag, if you will. Well, I didn't, and that's what I did. You cannot ignore that. You have to go for it. It's very loud and clear. It just sometimes we're comfortable. I could have stayed in business. It was comfortable, but it just didn't feel right, and therefore I left it.
Very interesting.
To say the least, we're going to be transitioning now into a time, and I do want to ask a question of Mickey when we come back, and perhaps Suzanne has something as well, about the life of a medium, what it is to do mediumship, or is mediumship doing you, because I compare mediums many times to very sophisticated telephones between heaven and earth, and I've experienced very evidential results. On the consumer side, I don't have an ounce of mediumship in me that I've ever discovered, but I do open myself to messages, and they come through. And sometimes they come through with startling clarity, and they are very helpful to me. It's a spiritual experience in every sense of that term. We're going to make that experience available right here on the radio, right here on our show. Suzanne, why don't you give the numbers? I don't know how many calls we will get to, because I know Mickey likes to be complete. She doesn't rush, and maybe we'll have three, maybe we'll have four, maybe we squeeze in five, but we don't run any psychic sweatshop on the Manson Mitchell show anyway. So in the second half hour, some lucky folks are going to be able to avail themselves of what Mickey Jacobs has to offer as a psychic medium. Suzanne, go ahead and give the numbers, then let's take a break.
From anywhere, call area code 425-373-5527. Let me repeat that. 425-373-5527. That's from anywhere in the United States. If you're in Western Washington, there's an additional toll-free number, and that's 1-888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Mike will be putting you in queue to talk to Mickey Jacobs. We'll have one or two more questions for her, and then in the second half hour, we'll be taking your calls. So stay with us. You're listening to Manson Mitchell on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Thank you, Modest Yahoo. We are delighted to have Mickey Jacobs, born in Israel, received her typical Jewish upbringing, and I just wonder what the rabbis would say today, because Mickey Jacobs is painting on a much wider canvas as she exercises her healing capabilities and, of course, her internationally renowned mediumship. This is your opportunity to call up. Maybe you'll get to talk to Mickey. Maybe somebody on the other side wants to talk to you through Mickey Jacobs. Those numbers, again, from anywhere, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. They're toll-free in Western Washington at 1-888-298-5569. Mickey, I did want to ask you, in terms of the practice of your mediumship, the life of a medium, aren't there times, many, many times, I imagine, when you've had to set certain boundaries? Because I could imagine an insistent spirit or two really wanting to get through a message to somebody if you were doing business where maybe you're in a grocery store, at a shopping mall, or in traffic, and you have a passenger you're riding with, and somebody really needs to get a message through them. How do you handle that?
You know, Gary, it's all based on respect and love, so they don't bother me, at least my own experience, they don't bother me. Sometimes, it's happened a couple of years ago in the gym, where a mom stopped me and asked to talk to the son because her wheel kind of fell in between the couch seats, so the family couldn't find it and they were fighting over money, so that was quite unusual, but it's based on respect. If they see me busy living my life, although see them, I never encounter that, Gary. I know that some colleague of mine do. I never encounter that. I never encounter any negative energies. It's, again, it's based on love and respect. And although my business card might say the phrase medium, I live life like everyone else. There are no shortcuts. I still have to grow. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So they come in my work, they come if I ask specific help, otherwise they encourage me to live life.
Well said, Mickey. Now, I should have set this up before the break. I mean, in terms of how you do your work when people call in on a talk show. Does somebody need a question?
Well,
information? What do we need?
If somebody calls in, do they need to have a specific question for you, Mickey, or do you just want to connect with their energy and tell them what you see?
I actually do not like for people to show me the list of questions, any question. I don't need anything. Spirits don't bound by space or time or phone call or Florida or California. So let's see what comes.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. We have some people calling, so are you ready to talk to some of our listeners today?
Of course, Suzanne. Of course.
All right. Our first caller is Kimberly from Seattle. Kimberly, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey. Thank you for calling. So I got your spirit. I got your spirit guide here. I jump right to it because he's a bit on the feisty side, Kim. So he would like you to either go back to writing consistency, whether a journal, idea of the book. He claimed that writing is quite therapeutic for you, Kim.
Thank you.
Yeah, you need to do it more. And when I ask him as to why he uses the phrase therapeutic, do you do the writing?
I like to journal, yes. Everybody tells me I should write, but
right.
I haven't done it.
Well, you should, honey. And although I am not tuning into a specific book, sometimes I can see a book, he is more talking about a journal. Now, journal mean different things to different people. When spirit used the phrase the journal, honey, it's mean on a consistent manner, maybe Saturday, 1 hour, 1 to 2. Also, spiritual writing. It doesn't mean you have to write about angels and spirit guide. Perhaps you can practice automatic writing. Perhaps you can do intuition, intention list, miracle list, course of miracle. Either way, he's hot and heavy about adapting writing for your life.
That is very in tune with me. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, honey. My pleasure.
Okay. Enjoy.
Thank you for calling, Kimberly. Mickey, if I remember correctly, when you were talking about your entry into mediumship, did you say that you yourself started with automatic writing?
Yes, I did. You know, it's a big name for a very effective, simple, ancient technique, Suzanne. All you do, obviously, you have to quiet your mind. If your mind is bombarded and you're unable to achieve somewhat quiet mind, you're going to write down what you think, which is most likely worry or fear or negativity. Nonetheless, train yourself to quiet the mind. Everyone has different ways how to do that. And then take a notebook, take a pen, write down the date at the top, and write down what they tell you. The problem with that, including me at the beginning, I would read it, and here come my mind, or ego, or whatever we call it, and say, no, that's not them, that's me. Well, in fact, it wasn't me, because I wouldn't tell myself I love you, because they start with, we love you, you're safe. It's a fantastic way to kind of wet your feet, if you will, towards direction of communicating with them.
I asked the question because my grandmother did automatic writing, and she did it in a group, like a little seance group of maybe four or five, and she had one hand free to write while everyone was holding hands.
Wow.
And it was reported to me that when she was doing the automatic writing, it didn't even look like her handwriting. It looked like somebody else's handwriting.
Right.
And I always thought that was very curious and very interesting, and I've never tried it myself because, as you said, I think when I start writing, it's just going to be my own stream of consciousness. How do I know I'm actually connecting with the spirit world when I start automatic writing? So I'm glad you said what you said about just quieting the mind and then reading what you wrote and see if it sounds like your own ego or if it sounds like it actually came from outside you.
Suzanne, practice make better. If you practice, you would come to a point where not only you're going to know it's spirits and not you, you're going to know who's specifically speaking with you. Because angels sound different than ascended master, than spirit guide, than departed loved one. It just practice. If you want to do that, you need to do the work. If you do, you'll succeed.
You know, you've said that and you've emphasized it, and I really like that because I think every once in a while somebody will have an insight or a sense of something that's going to happen in the future, and it happens, and then all of a sudden they think they're a psychic. But it does take work and practice to get better at that skill. It isn't just one and off. It is continuous. And so I'm glad that you emphasize the hard work because then you really know that you're involved in the practice as opposed to just getting lucky once in a while.
Right. If you have drama all day, you cannot heal spirit. You need to somehow have a spiritual life. For the most part, short from perfect.
And having a mediumistic experience is no substitute for doing the hard work of preparation for such a career. Okay. I definitely get that. I've told people before, when they had such an experience, don't consider yourself a medium just yet. Don't hang out that shingle. There's an awful lot of meditation. There's an awful lot of prayer and opening yourself to the right influences in order to be of service to humanity. And then I got down off my soapbox and went and did something else. It's smart to look at it in a responsible way rather than having the first question out of your mouth be, how much money should I charge?
Oh,
well, it's not principally about that, though it's, if you can make a living doing it, good for you, but there's a lot more involved.
Right.
We have a caller from Baltimore, Maryland on
the line. That's a wonderful town. I was born there.
And I'm not sure what the name is, so I'm going to ask the person who's calling, what is your first name?
Oh, me? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. My name is Brandy.
Brandy. Brandy?
Yes.
Like F-R-A-N-D-Y? Brandy?
Oh, Brandy, like the wine?
Yeah,
oh, Brandy. 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 Okay, got
it. I like
it.
Brandy better than Brandy.
Yeah, I like Brandy better, too, especially in a little glass. All right.
Yeah.
Brandy, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Mickey.
Hello, honey.
I met you a couple of months ago.
What? Oh, thank you for calling, honey. Thank you. You have a delightful energy. Brandy, there is... you need to start thinking about a move.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say, because if I heard my guys correctly, they want me to get into yoga so I can teach people and heal people.
Right.
But I've just kind of been waiting for a sign to let me know that I guess it's the right one.
Well, stop
right
making
place.
Waiting for a sign. Go with that direction, if you will. It's past due, Brandy, quote unquote, meaning you should have kind of moved into that direction already. So just go for it. The only thing he's advising you to do is to make sure that you are having a little bit more of a session with him, your spirit guide. So I don't know if you are one of those people that claim that you meditate when you drive, when you do your yard, when you... He actually... expect or ask you in a loving way, of course, to get up in the morning, go outside, meditate, speak with him. You a little bit stuck, and therefore move forward to the unstuck, spiritually speaking. You have the tools and you have the spiritual awareness to do that, but you are blocking yourself, so just get unblocked.
Okay. And I have one more question for you. I wanted to ask about like astral projection, because I feel like when I go to sleep, my guides, my team, they come to me and they teach me lessons.
Oh.
And I'm like remembering stuff prior to me coming to Earth, and I don't, from reading your book, I'm trying to like just make sense of it all.
Right. So they come to us in different ways, Brandy. If they know that Mickey like nature, then they would use nature because they know I'll be more receptive when I'm nature. Other people, they know that it's effective to them to come just before they fall asleep, sometimes in a dream. Of course, our spirit guide know us for many, many lifetimes, and so they know each specific personality / life, what would be the way in which we'll be most receptive. So obviously they know to come to you at that time. Your job is either write it down, record it, don't forget it, follow up on it, and believe.
Okay.
You get it?
I like that.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I like about it, Brandy. There, I'm going to tell. Oh, by the way, Brandy, if I spell a word O I L, how is that pronounced?
Oil?
You got it. Now, you can't be from Baltimore because everybody knows that word is pronounced OL.
You come here say I don't even sound like I'm from here.
I was going to say, that's the shibboleth, to use a way old term. That's an old term from the Hebrew Bible, as a matter of fact. Brandy, thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you, Brandy.
And I do love this idea that you can, if you can learn to paint by the numbers, this methodical approach will serve you in about any aspect of life. It turns out even the spiritual, there is a spiritual methodology that can be followed to very good effect. That's what I'm taking from your comments, Mickey.
Right, Gary. Well, they know us. We just have to cooperate with us, believe, be open, and follow up. They know us. They know what to bring, when, how to bring it. All we need to do is just enjoy the ride, do the work that's necessary, and then it's just fantastic from there on.
Well, I sure like the way you describe that, Mickey.
Oh.
We're going to go ahead and take our second and our last break of this hour. We've got some phone lines available. If you would like to call in and talk to Mickey Jacobs, I'll give out the numbers again. Area code 425-373-5527 is one line. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. We'll be happy to put you in queue during this break, and you can talk to Mickey Jacobs afterwards. So once again, thank you for listening to Manson Mitchell. We'll return in just a few minutes on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Welcome back to Manson Mitchell, and our guest this hour, Mickey Jacobs.
Bringing the California soul.
That is right, from California. Mickey, if people would like to connect with you, maybe get a reading from you, what is your website? What do you have going on? What's the best way for people to connect with you, Mickey?
So the best way, thank you, Suzanne, is to visit the website, which is MikiJacobs. My beautiful husband is my website. Men and all the events are there, as well as information about how I do the type of services and readings and events coming up. And yeah, everything is basically on my website.
MickeyJacobs.com, and Mickey is M-I-K-I, MickeyJacobs.com, a great place to start and get more information about Mickey and what it is that she does.
Many people listen to us online, so Mickey, let's amplify the opportunity here, because what you have to offer is precious and it is popular, and you do a bit of traveling. Of course, I subscribe, so I get your messages.
Oh.
You go not just in California, but you've been up in Seattle. Do you anticipate being in the Pacific Northwest anytime soon?
Yes, I do. A lot of events are cooking, including Tel Aviv around October. So for now, there is LA, there is a winery, a local event. Just came back from Sonoma from two events. So I'm busy and blessed.
All right. And those events would be on the Mickey Jacobs website. So check that out in case she's coming to an area near where you are. We have Christy on the phone from Seattle. Christy, say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Well, hello. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Christy.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, thank you, honey, and thank you for calling. Let me get your guardian angel, Christy. Your body is a little bit in disharmony with Christy. When I hear that, honey, you... obviously lifestyle, food, but not just. It's almost what I get is you need a little bit more acceptance of the body. Body kind of have its own intelligence, if you will, which is separate than us. There is Mickey, there is a physical body. And your body kind of come forward and want more acceptance. That can mean the age, the way it's look, what it can, cannot do, tired, don't ask, don't do what you want. You need to review your lifestyle, honey.
Okay.
You review your lifestyle. Something is off a little bit, and when body is unhappy with us, it can retaliate. It doesn't mean necessarily a nasty illness, but aches and pains, it would kind of, you know, an injury to essentially force us to perhaps lay on the couch and reevaluate our care for it. But review what's going on, because that's coming loud and clear, Christy.
Okay, so a little more exercise.
Exercise, move the body or chi within the body, sluggish, observe the balance in the food group. If you have supplement at home that you don't take, you need to take them. Just review nutrition and what you feel about the body, because it's not in harmony with mind, body, spirit. On a lighter note, you're not ill, Christy. It's just a just lifestyle, which is of course big umbrella name, food and otherwise, but nonetheless that's a guardian angel channeling, and that should not then be ignored.
Okay, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Christy. Thank you, honey.
Thank you for calling,
Christy.
Boy, do I ever know about not ignoring your body, because I use it constantly, moving constantly. I don't always do everything in the best, most careful way, because I'm in a rush to do things. And what do you think happened to me about 4 weeks ago?
Oh.
Injury,
right.
Moving a couch.
You know what? I would like to take that up, and I think we're going to have a few minutes to do that, Suzanne. But we have one more caller, I believe, if we have the latest information from Michael. Why don't we go ahead and take that call, and then let's wrap up this hour with a discussion of that, because I'd love to get Mickey's insights.
Great.
But we do have somebody waiting, I believe.
We have Marie calling from Seattle. Marie, thank you for calling Manson Mitchell, and say hello to Mickey Jacobs.
Hi, Marie.
Hi,
honey. Thank you for calling. Seattle rocks.
It does.
It's a spiritual seat. Marie, let me get your spirit guide. Are you unfulfilled with what you do for a living?
Well, I'm sort of retired right now.
Right.
Yeah, and... But the fulfillment I get comes from helping my elderly parents.
Not just. Hear me out, Marie.
Okay.
There is a little bit need of the soul to do more, if
yes.
you will. I don't want you to, honey, it's not lazy or what you do is not important. Your spirit guide bring it up and ask you to balance caring for your elderly mom. By the way, where is she? You live with her?
No. They live in the same neighborhood.
Both Mom need to be careful not to fall.
Okay.
If she fall, she will spiral down, which why I ask who care for her. So that's just a side note by her guardian angel. Be careful, Marie. For you, of course it's heroic to care for your elderly parents. We're not talking about it. But there is an aspect of you that, A, I can't believe you call yourself retired. You have so much liveliness and years. You need to do something more specifically working with people / volunteer.
I agree. I think that's been coming up lately. Yes.
Good girl. Push it forward, honey.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Marie. Well, we've got some nice callers today.
Oh, lovely.
People who they want a little nudge, you know?
Yes.
People need help, but I love it when they call up with an open mind, and there's no desperation in it. They simply are open to receive the message.
And
delightful.
Some of the things they've already thought of, and Mickey just kind of confirms that they're going in the right direction with what it is that they're doing. So that's great.
Suzanne has a story to tell you as we get ready to wrap up our interview. I wanted to make sure to include this with you, Mickey Jacobs.
Right.
I listened to one of your YouTube broadcasts, which I'm absolutely thrilled that you continue to do. That's a treasure trove. And you talked about something that formerly I wouldn't have been inclined to believe, and now I'm starting to wonder. You talked about how we can, in planning an incarnation, and this is the reincarnationist perspective, we even somehow, for some reason, make room for the role of accidents and diseases, illnesses in our lives as part of our soul growth. And I would say in the old days, oh, come on, don't accidents just happen? But then I start to see the growth experiences inherent in those experiences, and I experienced that with Suzanne just about, three and a half weeks ago. Man, was that a lesson.
3.5 weeks ago, we were just moving our sofa from one room to another, and it got stuck in some sliding door tracks, and then after we managed to yank it and pull it out of the tracks, I went flying backwards on my back and fracture my spine.
Wow.
And so I've been laid up for several weeks, but it has been such an interesting experience, and I said I don't want to miss the lesson from this. And it kind of was brought up when you were talking to Christy about her body.
Right.
Because I'm a person that is very physical. I do a lot of things, not always exercising, try to take my supplements and eat as well as I could, and just active with gardening and being outside and walking and doing things. And now it has been given me a completely different lifestyle,
right,
to not be able to move very easily,
right,
and to have a lot of back pain, which I have not had. And so it just seems like it's ripe with lessons. And I did say to Gary, I know we call it an accident, but somehow it just feels like it was meant to happen.
Right. Really briefly, guys, if you look at this concept that accidents / illnesses are indeed designed within the incarnation by us, not us, Mickey, us the soul, if you look at it from the perspective of your mind, like I did, of course it doesn't make sense, specifically if you have cancer and you hear something like that, but you can't look at it from the perspective of the mind. You look at it from the perspective of the soul, our soul, immortal, powerful, not afraid of death or cancer or injury. The soul would come in here and absolutely include experiences, good and more so, less than good, to grow. So illness, so accident would absolutely be planned within the incarnation blueprint or the detail. Having said that, the last sentence here, is that mean there are no quote-unquote real accidents? Of course they're real accidents. If we're stupid, we're gonna die. We gotta value life. That's common sense, and there's so much guardian angel can help us. But for the most part, my experience with people channeling spirits over the years, main illnesses, event, accidents, injury like yours, Suzanne's, were meant to evaluate what you need to learn from it and were meant to accept as part of your growth.
And I do. The first 10 or 11 days, I couldn't get out of bed at all, and I was just looking out a window. Lying in bed looking out a window, and I couldn't do anything, and it was just interesting. I kept telling Gary he was the 100% man, I was the 0% woman,
right,
because he did absolutely everything,
right,
and I did absolutely nothing except lie in bed. And it's interesting to have such a different experience from normally my being so physically active,
right,
running around, cleaning, you know, doing so many things, and all of a sudden I was doing nothing.
Right.
That's a very different experience of life for me.
Right.
Because I'm a very physically active person.
I'm very proud of you, Suzanne, to be able to look at it that way. Very proud of you. That's very lovely.
Thank you. Thank you. And I didn't ever get really depressed or throw myself a pity party.
Right.
I just lay there and I said, you know, what is it that I need to experience from this? A lot of pain for sure, but
right,
now that's going away little by little.
Right.
And it's just a different perspective on life.
Right.
I wouldn't wish an injury or an accident or an illness on anyone.
Of course.
But God works through all things, both good and bad.
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying.
Right. Right, right. It's just a school. It's just a school that need to be learned, need to be examined, what we need to learn. Childhood, a lot of people had terrible, most of us have difficult childhood. It's designed to review. It's designed to change what we don't like to our own children. It's designed for growth. It's designed to thank the family unit to where we are today. Mickey of today had to do with the religion and how I grew up and the army and everything else. It's underneath the seemingly chaos, it's quite organized and fully planned.
Very interesting perspective.
As always,
thank
beautifully
you,
presented. And thanks so much, Mickey, for making your time available to be of assistance to people who took the time to call in. We certainly respect them for doing so. And we always respect you, Mickey Jacobs. You're one of the very best, and you're welcome on our program anytime at all.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful weekend.
And to you, too.
Thank you.
And we say Happy Mother's Day to everyone
involved. To anyone who is a mother.
If you're lucky enough to have your mom with you, give her